The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
That's how Cocoa Pops, you know.
Maiden Chafford, episode 83. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'll be gutted if I am. I'm pretty
right.
Sure I'm right.
Actually,
I'm right.
Z?
Hang on.
VAR, hang on.
Could be 82.
VAR. You are incorrect.
Damn.
This is episode 80. Wait, hang on a minute.
Huh?
Got too big for my boots there.
It's 82.
Oh, damn it. But you know what? Either way, it's a celebration. Cause you know what, boys? Get your sneakers on because we outside. Whole summer. Next episode will be us man in the flesh. So, yeah. All of that, I'm excited.
Long time coming, man.
That's a fact.
Had enough of these
that's a fact.
Zoom calls.
These Zoom calls. Still been bringing you the same fire, the same entertainment, but now we're just going to do it in person. So, I know the people them already have to be.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, boys, introduce yourself.
Also, Nusi, Big 2 on the building. Sunday afternoon, we're here. We there.
Happy Sunday, people. I hope the Lord is there, you know, with you guys, you know, just in your presence, you know. It's the usual attendee on Sunday, Iman G45.
Love you know, that.
Today we're podding. This is
after today it has to be done. Has to be done. And I'm two dens. We're gonna get straight into it. So there's a few good topics that when we put them together today, I was like, yeah, we got some stuff to talk about. And I'm just gonna jump straight into it. I think everyone had this conversation on their lips. Russ and his 30k 24 albums.
Right.
Well, if we do the maths, quick maths, that's almost a K an album. I don't know who his lawyer is or who's in his team, but whoever read that contract is just he's on a first class ticket to hell.
I was even thinking, because he thought this as well. 30k for 24 songs all exclusively have to be dropped on Press Play. Even that is tricky because I don't think Russ is capable of making 24 songs. But, like, how's that happened? Read the thing.
Man didn't read the terms and conditions, boy.
Not at all.
Does he even have 24 songs made in general that are out?
I don't know, man. I'm going to say no. And I like Russ. Like, I actually think he's quite intelligent. Like, a lot of people say he makes the same music. Maybe intelligent isn't the right word, but he does make good music. I think a lot of people say it sounds the same, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The way I look at Russ is the same way I think I look at an OT Genesis. You know, he's always got one with him. He's always got something in the chamber that's going to do numbers. So he's a talented artist. I just don't know how he's got himself in that position.
Yeah, so just to give it a bit of context, Russ Millions, because there's two types of Russ, because he actually
did his name.
So then now his name is
he did.
And pretty much he went on ZZ Mills to go and talk about his situation, his career currently at the moment, and he spoke about the fact that he signed the contract. No, he was going to sign a contract for 60k, and what he did, he spoke to the label, which is Press Play Media, and this is his story. He said that basically he spoke to them. He said, "All right, sign me for 30, give me 30, and then give my boy 30.
Yeah,
and then I'll sign the papers right away." So then that's what he did. He signed the papers. He's now on the label, Press Play Media, so on and so forth. So according to him, he says he found out months.
It was recently.
Like recently, so he found out about 8 months ago. Yeah, months ago, and he said that he found out that he signed 24 albums.
Sickening, man. Which is I'd feel sick. Crazy. I'd vomit. 24 albums. See, I don't even know what Press Play were thinking, because that's not even real. Like in the history of contract, no, it's never been.
According to Press Play, that's not the situation. According to them, but it's not the situation. I briefly read it, but I didn't read everything. But basically, he said that no, that's not the case. We did sign him, but we didn't sign him for freaking 24 albums.
Mm. Must be 24 songs. It cannot be 24 albums.
Because that's cruel, man. And even then, like, it's just look at the artists you're trying to get to do 24 albums. Like, it's at the end of the day, it's still Russ. Like, he's not capable of that. So this is that was just oh gosh, that was an insane situation.
What artists do we know that have put out that many albums?
Yeah, like what a ridiculous request.
Do we know any Griselda? Sounded like a Griselda.
As a collective, they probably have put out 24.
Yeah, yeah, albums. Easy.
But even still, like again, that's a collective. Like it's not something that's the norm to ask of someone. You know what I mean? And do you know what the amount of money that you've asked him for doesn't correlate to the amount of albums you're trying to get from him. If you told me 30 million for 24 albums, all right, we're talking. You know, that's real life changing money. But yeah, I just can't believe a contract like that was floated about. But I mean, if you watch the interview, it gives some context. So just to be clear, he's not in that deal now anyway, to the point that he said, if I was still in that deal, songs like Keisha and Becky couldn't have been made. And that's obviously probably his biggest song, the song that, you know, I'd say changed his life. But he went through a tough time with his sister died. So I think certain decisions were made at that time because I don't think he had he didn't have the clarity to think that through. Obviously, if you just lost someone that's close to you and you're thinking, I'm trying to get out of this situation or the predicament that I'm in, I'm just going to sign the 30K. My man got to sign the contract and bought a car the next day.
Just yeah, as soon as the money dropped, yeah.
Yeah, but that must have been.
I don't think he signed for 24 albums. I think he's probably signed for three albums, and I think that's what probably they've done. Because when you're the hottest guy out, you're the hottest young guy out. You wanna keep them for a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Because we were speaking with it, and the mom made something interesting. They reckon it was just such a crazy.
Is it me deal. Or you guys are having trouble with your Wi-Fi?
No, I'm good. No problems on our side.
Oh my gosh! I don't know, but yeah. So pretty much, I just feel like I don't think it's for like 24 albums, but there have been artists out there who have signed for like 10 albums.
Mm.
They've seen the contract, they've signed for 10 albums right away, and it's a 360 deal, which means they have to do their albums, their tour, merch.
Yeah, all through them.
Stuff like that. Everything has to go through them, which means they take a percentage out. So,
if you're on a 360 deal, how do you make any money? Is it the money
you do make money. You're still making money. You're just not making all of it. So just okay. a percentage of it just goes to the label. Depends obviously on the artist, but a large percentage goes to the... Whereas if it's like tour income or merchandise income, the splits are... They favour the artist more, hence why they put a lot of emphasis on that. But yeah, you still can make money from a 360 deal. People have a misconception of it, I suppose, because obviously it sounds crazy what the label taking money for everything you do, but... Not many artists actually have the luxury of being, you know, a Drake or a Taylor Swift who have like a licensing deal where they own their masters. But, well, I say Taylor Swift, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah, that's a sticky one.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say? Mm. There's certain artists elevate to that level. I mean, Hova only did it, well, how many years ago? So it's not as clear cut as people think.
Hmm. Nah, I hear that. Well, yeah, no, it was just an interesting situation. And, you know, Amar said a good point, and he reckoned, obviously, the deal was so mad because an act like Russ could, you know, go really quiet for a few months and then obviously have a hit like Body, which charts and does numbers and is everywhere. But they just want to be involved in his career at every point. So with that contract, that sort of contract, they'd be able to do that. But yeah, it was interesting.
The UK scene is that people are separating themselves because of ops and because of this and because of that. And in most cases, yes, you have to separate yourself because you don't want to get yourself in a situation where you have to involve the streets, the roads onto music in a way. But I think, like, you know, as Pusha T said, listen, he handles people just like however, basically. If it's just music, then it's just music. The moment you start including road, it might just be a completely different story. And I mean, that's what Russ has done. He's just involved himself in so much shenanigans. And then
that was his biggest
industry
issue.
Industry itself can't function the way it wants to. Like, you know, having these
I think Eman's connection is gone. Hello? Yeah, I think his connection's gone.
I guess to me it's interesting, mostly because I feel like what Amar said and the fact they want him at every corner of his career. And then that's also, like, Iman, before he got disconnected, was making a good point in the sense that, like, certain people, they get everything confused a bit and they try to... There's too many cooks in the kitchen and you're making it about road. Thing is that if you sign to something like Press Play, that's obviously not the, like, fair play to them, they're a good YouTube channel, but it's not a label. Like, you're signing to an infrastructure which I just don't think has the necessary resources to make your career go to that next level. And obviously the deal that they're going to present you is just not going to be one that's, you know, which is kosher. And that's how you get yourself in these situations, really.
Yeah, and this is about your team, making sure you have the right people who can actually deal with that stuff and have their expertise. Because, you know, you could easily sign a deal, you have no idea what it consists of. So that's probably the biggest thing he's made a mistake on.
That's what shocked me the most, really. The fact that he signed to Press Play. Because obviously the amount as well, but I was like, Press Play Media, like, that's a YouTube channel. I didn't even know that was an option of someone you could sign to. Man, I didn't even get finessed by, like, Warner or something. You got finessed by Press Play. That also shocked me. Sometimes the writing, the proof is in the pudding, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hopefully he gets himself, like, a nice, like, deal somewhere else, like a single deal. Might suit his music more so.
Oh, 100%.
Just how the nature of his songs, but
he's
talented enough and he's popular enough to get something from one of the majors, I believe. Like, it's not my type of music, obviously, but objectively speaking, he can do very well for himself, for sure.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, did you hear the reference track from Tion Wayne?
My man was just like,
it's got to be fake at this point, because I don't know how
it's the cadence.
Yep. How does that help him go from that to where he has a pretty good verse? But I just don't see how the two correlate, because he's done this before and he showed it before. Like, he showed it for the one with Dr. Feli and Stormzy. And even that surprised me when he did it there.
Okay, that depends. The people's creative processes vary. Some artists will hear a beat and then they will write the music around the beat, whereas some people will write the song. Like, I heard that Kendrick Lamar wrote DNA and then he went to the studio to make the beat for DNA around the lyrics. So it varies for people. That's mind-blowing when you think about it. When you think about what you're saying on that track, it's crazy.
That second one sounds impossible. Like, how can you just, you know what you want to get off and then you go to the studio and you actually get off? Like, that's impossible. I couldn't imagine any rapper making a song without hearing the beat first.
But listen to it again. You hear the second half of the song, there's a bit towards the end where it's a bit awkward and it sounds like he's almost going quicker than the beat. When you listen to it again, you'll see what I mean. But yeah, when I read that, I look said, wow, okay.
Nah, he's an alien though, so I'm,
It's not impossible.
It's not impossible.
If you listen to music on a daily basis, like for example, me, I play drums. Like, you know, there's a simple tempo that you can go to, and you can just make a song. People will just like, even that viral situation where they'd be doing eggs, bacon, sausage. Everyone keep it going. Eggs, bacon, like that's anybody could just rhyme off of anything. So then you could hear, you know, you know when you don't fully close the tap, and it's just there, like the drip, drop, and then you just make a beat out of that. You make anything out of it, or you can even make a cadence towards that.
I'm hearing that. Yeah, that makes sense. But what I'm saying is the fact that he had no beat, like he was just writing. He said what he wanted to say, and then he went and got the beat afterwards. That to me is insane. That's really impressive.
I think with him though, his delivery and his bars kind of lend to where, I'm not saying that he's not creative, but they're kind of interchangeable. So you could take his verse from, I don't know, maybe pitch up a bit, maybe slow it down, but to fit the same beat as the, what was the name of the song that came out? The new one, the one with Russ. With body,
yeah.
So with him, in his case, I can see it because it's like I see how you can easily like create a song around it, but you know, it is pretty impressive nonetheless. I'm not taking anything away from him. That is pretty crazy. Shout out to Tion, man.
That's a fact. Yeah, now Tion's good people. Russ, we support you. Hopefully no more city deals going forward. So next topic was next topic is we'll be discussing Prince Philip and DMX. Obviously both passed away on the same day, which is crazy. Two very different people. Obviously feel how you feel about either one of them. People were getting their jokes off on the TL. But obviously, massive RIP. You have to say rest in peace to both. But it's interesting. Obviously, losing DMX, we spoke about it last week. We gave him his flowers and, you know, we spoke on how important he is for the genre. I believe the only artist to have two number one albums in the same year, or one of two, and the only other person to do it was Tupac. So he's in great company there. And it's just the stories that you hear, man. Like, obviously, DMX just seems like he was such a great guy. Like, one of those people, those rare gems in the industry that if you got to meet him, he was as sweet as, you know, you would imagine.
If you turn around and say that he's a sweet.
Nah.
Even his music.
There was some real heart.
To say he's...
There was some real heart. There's some real heart. Like, things you didn't even know, like, and he's just a real guy. Like, the amount of stories that people had, just him being nice, and it doesn't even make sense that they'll be in the middle of nowhere and DMX will just be nice to them. Like, that's a good brother, clean hearted as well. And then obviously, Prince Philip died as well. And important to a lot of people. But no matter how we feel about it or how, you know, he was important to a lot of people. And it's just interesting to see how invested you can become in the life of someone you never met. That's what I found the most interesting thing. Because I look at Prince Philip as just being so far away because obviously he's a member of the royal family.
Yeah, no, I agree. With him... It's one of those things, isn't it? Rest in peace. I'm not going to say too much. I don't really have any... I'll be honest with you. I'm one of those people. I don't really have an opinion on the royals like that. Like, I don't hate them. I don't love them. I don't invest my time and emotion to them. I see, obviously, how the country has reacted to his death, and it's understandable because he's like a part of the monarchy. So you know, fair enough. But, more of my energy has gone towards X. This week, obviously, I spent my piece last week, but again, rest in peace to DMX, man.
Mm. I think that's what most people, that's how most people that, you know, look like us and talk like us will feel. It was just, I just wanted to get people's opinion on it because, or you guys' opinion on it, because it is such differing people. You even look at it, like, obviously, Carl, I saw you saw it as well. Lewis Hamilton obviously opted to say RIPX. And you go in the comments, it's disgusting. But I would expect Lewis Hamilton to probably say RIP to X before he says RIP to Prince Philip.
The English public don't like Lewis Hamilton. They don't. It's funny because when you really look at what he's done in his field, he's like borderline the GOAT. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So
he's bringing them trophies home. They just hate him.
I ask people and they'll be like, oh, it's because he didn't live in a country to pay and he didn't pay tax here. Bitch, if you had the money to live somewhere.
No, we're not doing that, man. Do you know how many people don't pay tax here?
Come on, man. Fam,
you'll feel sick if you found out.
Who cares, like, he banks through Switzerland? Who cares, bro? At the end of the day, he's a GOAT, bro. He's a GOAT. He's up there with Michael Schumacher. And that's, you know, for people who know about Formula One, that's like being up with, like, Jordan and them. So, you know, it's a madness.
He's got the most amount of titles. Or is he on level with Schumacher?
He's level now. So if he wins this year, he will become the undisputed best driver in F1 history. So
he's trying to go for that belt.
Yeah, man, 100%. But no, it is interesting, as you were saying, Demi, there's the disparity of how people have dealt with both the deaths. But yeah, it's one of those things.
Yeah, no, it is. Obviously, RIP, condolences to everyone involved, like, who's been hurt by it. Obviously, there's people who, you know, I didn't even know, like, people bang for the Royals like that, but there's people that this has really touched. And then there's people like us who would probably be, who are more affected by X's passing.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For sure. Iman, what are you thinking?
Well, I don't know how everybody else feels, but, you know, it's kind of sad on both parts. That's all I can say. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those. But, okay, I guess that was a nice quick topic. I just wanted to see how people felt on that situation. Obviously, RIP to both Prince Philip and DMX. So, third topic for today is moving out. So, everyone in this chat has moved out, which makes for a great conversation. So first of all, I want to know, what's the one thing you miss about not being at home, and what's the one thing you have relished or you've really been happy about since you moved out?
Iman, I'll let you start this one.
Demi, I'll let you start with this one.
Yo, the one thing I missed is the cooking. I came home for the day 2 weeks ago. I was like, you know what? I haven't had jollof rice since my birthday. Like, this is sad. This is the ghetto. I went back for seconds. I didn't even be playing games like that. I don't normally do that, but I said, I'm going to cherish this moment. Because I don't know when I'm going to get jollof rice again. I don't have any plans to come back home till May. So, yo, it's dark when it comes to the food, but
you must be all right though where you are. You might have a couple places where they'll probably make it.
They might,
if you
know,
go to Oakham Road or Denway, you can find areas who have it.
So you're not really looking for it, are you? You're just
maybe, but I can't be asked to cook it. I'd rather cook it if I was going to do anything. And yeah, Oakham Road ain't as around the corner as you think it is.
Fair enough.
It's one of them ones. I'm missing the good home cooking, and nothing's better than mum's cooking. So you can go far and wide, but if that's the food you want, that's the food you want.
What have you enjoyed from like leaving home? What's the best thing?
Just the independence, isn't it? Like, just that you're just alone, if that makes sense. Not that you're alone, but it's just there's the little nagging that can happen. Can you do this? Can you help with this? It's all on you. Like, you're living more or less for yourself at this point. And that is, yeah, that's something I've really enjoyed.
I heard that. The thing I miss, I can't think of anything other than food as well. I've been obviously trying to teach myself certain things. So I am slowly being able to cook more Nigerian dishes, which is nice.
You need to keep us up to date with that.
Yeah, but I need to attempt jollof rice again. Because I tried and it was a L, man.
Was it a mess?
Thing is, everything was good except for the rice. The type of rice threw it off. It just didn't absorb the stew properly. But I know how to make. Go on.
My man just had tomato soup with rice.
Man had paella, fam. I don't even know what paella is, but it sounds like that's why. But no, but making a stew base is easy now. That's one of those things I know now, which is good.
No, but if you can have stew, stew's a win, to be fair. I would love to even just have stew because one of my favorite meals is just bread and stew. And that's, you can never go wrong.
Stew's a W because you can freeze it as well. You can put it in there.
There you go.
But yeah, what I enjoy is just that feeling. Like, remember when we were in uni where it's just like, I'm working up now. I can kind of, again, similar to things that we were saying, I can do what I want. But also just like, if I'm in a Zoom call, you're not going to hear like screaming and commotion. Do you know what I'm saying? I actually get peace to some degree. So that's one thing that is...
them in the background screaming, Dami, can you move this up? Why? Come on, man.
I'm talking to my boss's boss and you're making hella noise in the background.
Just going crazy in the background. Come off it. Yeah. Nah, it's definitely... Just that peace of mind is definitely one of the best things about it as well.
100%, man.
Hey, man, what are you saying? I know you'd be enjoying as well.
What have I been enjoying?
You're enjoying the freedom of it, are you not?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know, is it? I don't know. Because the thing is, I can cook. So, like, anything my mom can cook. I mean, it's space. That's what it is. It's just the space.
It's that space. You can't put a price on that, man. Honestly.
Nah.
Like,
but there must be also that element, man, where you could like look at a room, yeah, like your front room, for example, which I've been in. You could just go in there and be like, I'm not even feeling the setup right now. Let me move this couch here. Let me bring the TV across here.
Yeah, the feng shui can be switched up.
Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas, like, yo, if you do that, you're in trouble, bro. You're touching stuff that doesn't belong to you.
I wouldn't even think about it. That's World War III. Imagine if I just said, I think this would actually be better here. Like, nah, I'm not even trying to have that argument. That's
been like, yeah, no, it's just the comfort of just silence. Silence, man. Because I haven't got anybody to just walk in the room. Like, my dad, he has this habit of walking in my room, then opening the door and then leaving it.
Leaving the door open.
What are you doing? Can you just close the door? Yeah, man. Like, and even like small things, like probably like just buying what I want sometimes, just eating. Of course, I'm like, in terms of my budgets and in terms of what I eat on a regular basis, I don't eat too much rubbish. So cooking whatever I like, yeah, man, it's calm.
Sometimes it's even just
like the TV. Like certain things on TV, yeah, parents are not allowing it because I come from a very Christian background. So it's just certain things on TV cannot run. Do you get what I'm saying? So, like,
I
know on the 16th, Van Helsing is coming back. It's going to be a season 5. So imagine watching Van Helsing.
I can't be watching that at mum's yard.
I cannot be watching it at all. So simple things like that is just amazing. But I'm almost finished, actually, to be honest. I'm almost finished yard, so yeah. But like waking up, walking around, sitting down. But I have so many chairs in my yard. It's annoying. And the worst thing about it is that I have my bed I have my bed, and then I go into the lounge. I have the sofa, and then I also have the dining table with chairs, so I could sit anywhere. And then I have the big, office chair right in my yard as well. So it's like I couldn't go anywhere in my yard and just be calm. Mm. So it's, nice. It's absolutely amazing. It's real nice.
Love it, man.
That's it, man. It's just that it's that independence, that being able to do what you want. You just can't put a price on it. For me as well, even I guess for me living in the city, obviously I haven't been able to take advantage of it that much. We outside in the next few days, so that will change. But just couldn't imagine like still trying to do up last train. For me, that's one thing I'll never miss.
Yeah,
that's not even the case no more, because I could take any train.
Yeah, you've got a couple as options as there is a train. Yeah. You've got a few options now.
That's beautiful. Last train used to be the death of me. It's just, nah, man. Couldn't be putting up with that anymore.
Back in that Uber home from Canning Town.
After midnight.
Well, it's easier when you're already in London. So I know what you mean. So obviously, I don't think the night tube has returned. But I've got on there pretty late and it's not been an issue. But if you're just coming from like London to London, or even just, you'll be surprised how cheap it is to go from certain areas in London already in an Uber. Like, you can go quite far for a reasonable price.
Mm.
Obviously, I'm not saying go from like southwest to east, but like, you'll be fine. In fact, saying that, I don't know what happened over our bank holiday, but I think Uber slashed their prices by 30%. And I was Uber everywhere that whole
Uber weekend, everywhere.
Right? Yeah. Listen, it was crazy. I went from Jack's house in East London to back to mine. I think it was £10. I said, yo, this is the future. This is the prices I need. But yeah, Dan, that was good times. But it is just that independence, man, when you're on your ones.
Yeah,
you can't get that anywhere else.
That's a fact. It's a fact, man.
All right, so final topic for today. I can't remember where it is. Can someone remind me?
Falcon and Winter Soldier, no?
Ah, yes.
I haven't seen episode. So,
okay.
I've not. Yeah.
Which no spoiler.
If the series is trash, I really don't. Like, I have not seen this episode.
Have you not seen anything of it?
I've seen it. I've only seen up to episode 3. Yeah, episode 3. Ah, okay. So this is episode 4, right? Correct.
Cool. One episode. Yeah, so behind.
You need to see.
Yeah.
It's a really good episode. You're in for a treat.
Someone gets put in a pack. That's what I'm gonna say.
In the spliff-a-rooney. Yeah. It's mad.
Got man thinking like he was a Republican all of a sudden.
Honestly, Iman is such a good
man. I'm talking, but my earbuds are out, so I can't hear what you're saying right now. Yeah,
man said, make America great again. Get them MAGA hats on
for real.
Oh,
this new cat just be tossing that shield,
bro, like, bro, come on,
like he's packed.
If you've seen it, if you're up to where you are, you know this. The new cat is just throwing that shield with no guidance.
Man said no guidance, bro.
It's just I see how you did, homeboy.
Please take it easy, homeboy. we'll talk about it next week, but it's actually a good episode.
Yeah.
You'll find it.
Well, either way, let's just give the show its flowers. It's a good show and I'm really enjoying it at the moment. A lot of the ideas that they're working with, I've really enjoyed. I personally don't hate this new Captain America like a lot of people do. I think he's an interesting take on what it would be like. I don't know why there's no spoiling it. If he said he's seen the first 3 episodes, this is just casual conversation about the show.
He's not spoiling.
Yeah, this new Cap, I like him, man. He's doing his thing. And I think a lot of his ideas are justified. He's trying to play in a world where he's just not levels. This is a League One player trying to play with the boys in the Premier League.
I hear it. I hear it, man. Like, I won't say too much either, but the last episode was good. I felt like it was okay. There's certain aspects I'm not 100% feeling, but overall, it is good. And I think this last episode definitely steered it back in the direction I wanted it to go. So
this last episode elevated it. And you know what I'm really enjoying? How, like, unapologetically Black Anthony Mackie has gone with the role, you know? It's just the little nuances and the things that he be saying. It's like, yo, that's my guy.
Hey, shout outs to Zemo, though. Man's getting it in. Getting busy. Zemo getting in the club.
Yo, for real. That's going to be me when we're back outside.
What, in June, yeah? Even like Zemo.
Yeah, nah. He was getting it. But nah, it's a good show. If you haven't watched it already, please do. It's entertaining. Obviously, Marvel's put out two shows now. Where would we say? What's the better one? What have you enjoyed more?
I'm still going to say WandaVision.
Oh, man.
I'm still going to say WandaVision. Because they pushed... Okay, they didn't go all the way.
What's this in my hand?
Man said it's a cap, you know. Nah, it's a better show purely because it tried to change the status quo and it pushed boundaries as far as what we've seen from the MCU so far. Okay, they didn't stick the landing, but Falcon and Winter Soldier is typically...
It is more by the formula.
What we know. Yeah, they're talking about social commentary to some degree, but I feel like WandaVision was a bit more of a breath of fresh air. However, this recent episode, you know, so we'll see. It can change.
Well, Falcon, they've got two more episodes and they're saying there's going to be they shouldn't do this. This annoys me. It's not really a spoiler. Like, this has been known. They're saying there'll be a big special guest in episode 5. But they keep doing this to themselves because now what? It's got to be Wolverine. And fucking hell, they just keep doing this to themselves. Nah, obviously, it's not going to be Wolverine, but I don't know why. Because all you're going to do is get people amped. And then if it's someone that's not worth our time, what we're going to, you know, it's just going to be annoying.
Yeah, I learned my lesson with WandaVision. I've stayed off the internet and I've just kind of taken the show as is what it is. So anything that comes up would be a surprise to me, personally.
Hear that. All right. So, music for this week. What are you man saying? I'll kick things off while you guys have a think. This song took me by surprise, man. Honestly, I didn't expect to like it. Part of me didn't want to like it, but I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Wes Nelson, big up yourself. My man was a Love Islander. His latest song with Young Bane, Nice to Meet Ya, it's a banger. He's done it.
That's a Christian Dio.
Christian Dio, Jesus. It's a good song. It's a good song.
I don't know how I feel about it, but I hear it in a way. Like he doesn't make bad music. I think it works for the demographic he's going for.
Oh, you're trying to... Yeah, no. I mean, it's interesting because I did not care for the one with Hardy Caprio. I thought... I wouldn't be surprised if we find out he doesn't write his own stuff. But I was... Like, this one worked for me. And I think that beat, that instrumental, is really what does a lot of legwork. Because I was actually going to ask you guys this... So I guess we could say it's another topic, but do you think, how much of hip-hop do you think is actually the beat or even just music in general? Because I was saying, I think there's certain songs that if they didn't have the dope beat that they have, would the song be as good?
As time has progressed, it has definitely become more about the beat, for sure. Because you don't think so?
No.
Why not?
Best example in the world, Lloyd Banks. Lloyd Banks rapped on the beat and that song was like, it's cool. It went to his own core following and then that's it. A couple of years later, Bobby Shmurda.
That's actually a really good example of it. But then my thing to that is, did Lloyd Banks just not do a good enough job on it? But okay, yes, because Bobby's come on and he's elevated the song and they've both done the same thing with the same beat. So ergo, my argument would be, if my argument is that it's the beat, both songs should have banged, but that wasn't necessarily the case. But that doesn't happen as much as I think a song, a dope beat elevating a song. Like, if I just took down the words and think of songs we've really enjoyed, if they didn't have a great beat or production behind them, would we enjoy them as much? I'd even argue it's near on 70-30. You even see some of the reactions when rappers hear a beat for the first time. I mean, Jay-Z's infamous for it, hearing a beat for the first time and being like, yo, what is that? Like, I need to rap over it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the bars that got me there. It was the beat.
No, because that was the same time Timbaland was playing the Potion, Ludacris, and then he played the Dirt Off His Shoulder, the instrumental. Yeah. So then Jay-Z had a reaction to Dirt Off His Shoulder, but he didn't have any sort of reaction to the Potion. Whereas if you go and listen to the Potion for Ludacris, Ludacris bodied that song. It's really like the artist actually makes the song, because there are so many beats that anybody can pick. I would say if the song Tommy Shelby was given to somebody else, I don't think anybody would listen to that song or give it 2p. Whereas Ambush, he's taken that song and elevated it into another level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do hear that. It was that your rebuttal was good, to be fair. I didn't think of that argument, especially.
You could even talk about, like, what's this? There is, I don't know if it's 4Play or J5. Well, they're in the same camp anyway. So basically, you take those beats, you give to somebody else, they might just be talking rubbish. And,
yeah, I hear that.
Or it just might be instrumental on YouTube.
Yeah.
But even those beats are so fire. For some reason, they take that song into another level. Even though, like, some of the artists, they don't really perform, they don't really give the greatest performance on that track. But as a collective, they do such a good job. Options. That song, for some reason, for months, people weren't liking it. Then all of a sudden, like that, everybody loves it. So even what's his name? Dave and Burna Boy. They didn't. Dave and Burna Boy. Location. Dave was like, this song is whatever. It's not really gonna bang like that. So he didn't even like the song, but everybody else loved the song. Why? Because both of them came on a track and they did what they were supposed to do. So I don't really think it's a completion. It's a completion of body of work.
Yeah.
And also there's an instrumental when it comes collectively together. Because you can give me an awesome instrumental and I will not do anything to it. But then give it to somebody like D1. D1 might just blow it up and then he does whatever. And the way, like, even his previous album that just came out, his recent release, absolutely brilliant. But if I was to rap on that track, I don't think I'll body it. And no one would give it 2p. So...
That's a fair point. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, boys, give your options for this week.
Mine is Dave Mercury. You put out a song yesterday.
So what happened with that? I didn't even notice. So Dave released how many songs?
2 songs yesterday.
So Titanium and
one is Titanium Mercury. And one is Mercury.
Okay, I need to check that out. That completely wasn't on my radar, and you know how much I like him. So I was on YouTube. I was like, "What?" I thought it was fake.
No, I released it last night, so it was kind of one of those ones. Just kind of came out of nowhere. But also, yeah, Mercury's. You listen to it and you see what I mean. Okay, even some of the bars on Titanium are cheeky as hell, man. But yeah. Mercury,
all right.
Boy. Anyway.
All right, I'll have to give that a listen. He's definitely in album mode, so you know what? I'm always excited to see what he has to say. Also, just want to—it's not my choice, but I want to give a shout out to SL and Millions for what they did on Versus. Like, I didn't think that was two people who'd come together, because you know, I described Millions' verse quite skippy, and then SL's verse quite relaxed, but it worked. That's a good song. Iman,
I've listened to this track. It's not gonna make the cut, but. Ambush, what's this? I'm Just Bait. That track is different. It's completely different. It was another track I was banging as well. I can't remember, but anyway, so the one that's going to make it this week is Birmingham's Finest, which is Millions and Lotto Ash.
Yeah, that's a good song. Yeah,
it's that's hard body. That's definitely a great track.
And I think that's just like outside.
It's got a real summer feel.
Yeah. Nah, I hear you on that. That is a great song. I didn't even know Millions had that sort of song in the top, but nah, well done to him for that. That song was very, very good. But yeah, I guess those are the options for this week. Yeah. All right. So until next time, when we'll be outside, boys, put your sneakers on. We move.
We move, man. In a bit, lads.
In a bit. Blessings.